Holy Ghost is going to stir it up. He said, you, Timothy, you stir up the gift that is in you. Amen? So right now we're getting ready to stir it up in the midst of praise. As we sing praises unto God, he will do the stirring by the Spirit of the living God. Amen? So we don't want you to be a spectator. We want you to participate and worship God. Hallelujah. As we lift him up together, the glory of God will fill this house. Hallelujah. Shackles will be broken by reason of the anointing. Hallelujah. Don't look at anybody else. See Jesus. See Jesus. Hallelujah. And just get ready for your transformation. Get ready for your collision. Some things in your life that have been bothering you, they're about to collide with the mighty God tonight. Amen. Even while you praise, the collision will take place. Hallelujah. The praise of God will bombard the forces of hell that have been pressing against you in a mighty collision. So we're going to ask the praise team to come right now. And we want you to sing along, move, clap your hands, wave your hands, whatever you feel led by God to do.
The miracle carrier was there. Jesus, the Son of the living God, who is right now here with you, because his name is Emmanuel, God with us. So this place, you know, it has a problem of echoes. That's why we're supposed to be meeting here, but as you can tell, the sound is not really the way it's supposed to be. That's what we are believing. If we're homeowners, we are building owners, we'll just put maybe some soundproof here immediately. We just spend maybe a few thousands of dollars and just take care of this echo. So it's fine anyway, because that's the place we found we were supposed to be. And we bless the name of the Lord because we know there is a building that is coming down from heaven. God is going to give us a building soon. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
God is going to give us a building soon.
Amen.
That building will not come from mankind. It will come from God himself. In August, we have a building fundraising. We're going to set a date very soon. You know, time is going to come when everybody who is going to ask for maybe a bunch of keys is going to get his own bunch of keys. You don't have to go through anybody to get the key. That's going to end in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Yeah, today we are just on the second day of this 2010 collision, you know, revival. We wouldn't even talk of collision, because when we talk about collision, that means there is two maybe things that come together. But we don't talk about just a battle between God and the devil, because the devil can never fight against God. God does whatever he wants to do to take care of him. We know that there was a war in heaven, but I don't know how many seconds it lasted. Probably a second. You know, as Michael came against the devil didn't keep quiet, he fought back. And instantly, we don't have any description of that battle, it didn't continue. It was just instant, and all of a sudden the enemy was hurled down. We are honored today to have the man of God, Pastor Ephraim Ike, in the house again. And tomorrow morning, get ready. We're going to have a special service. Tomorrow morning, service is going to be Holy Spirit packed. The enemy is going to be put to flight today. And tomorrow, man of God, you get ready. It's going to be the burial day. The burial day is tomorrow. We're going to say, how come? When we talk about burial day, I'm not saying that they're going to kill demons. We don't kill demons. We just get rid of them. We shake them. Yeah, we shake them off our lives. Because since they came down, no demon has died. Because demons are not human beings to die. They are all in good shape. They are working hard, three shifts, and doing what they rebelled for. And this earth is in trouble. This earth is in trouble today. The reason why I know it is because of all the cases we've been receiving in this deliverance ministry. Every single week we are stormed with people. We are stormed and with people coming in and coming out. We are stormed with people giving calls, incoming and outgoing calls. We are stormed with situations people are bringing because the devil is alive. And he will go nowhere with all his demons. He will go nowhere with all his agents. There are people who were created by God, but they made the wrong choice to be on the enemy's side. And those, we call them the devil's agents. Nobody's going to come in a house and break in a house. A demon is not going to come and break in a house and murder somebody. It's a human being made by God who opens the door for the devil, and those demons of murder enter him. And then he goes to do what he has been anointed by those evil spirits for. A demon is not going to come and break into your home. A demon is not going to come and grab maybe a child and molest a child. We've heard what is happening in the Middle East. It's becoming a concern with just the United Nations, Security Council, of finding just adults, 20, 25, 30 years old, marrying an 80-year-old little girl and having just intimate relationship with her. They've been every week, there are being several cases, casualties, death, or human beings being used by the devil against God's creation. Folks, it's time to rise up. The devil is not sleeping. He knows that time is running out. He's killing, he's stealing, and he's destroying. I believe everybody who is in the house today has got a testimony about something that has happened, and you say that this is not done by man. There was just an enemy behind this. Remember that we are not fighting against blood or flesh, but we are fighting against demons and principalities and powers in this dark world today. If you're going through a situation with your husband, don't just begin lashing at your husband, because your enemy is not your husband. The enemy is the devil behind your husband. The enemy is the devil behind your wife. The enemy is the devil behind your supervisor. You can get fired today. The enemy is, don't see these people who are displaying maybe racial prejudice with hate crime, white supremacy, KKK. There is just a spiritual force behind it. And if you want to confront people, you're going to be a loser. But if you confront them just in the spiritual realms, you know that this is a spiritual warfare, you're going to end victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. I have not come here today as a man of God to play games. I have not come here today to bring long sermons, but I've come here today to make the devil a public spectacle. And everybody who has come to this house today with a need, expect to receive from the Lord. Tell your neighbor, expect to receive your breakthrough today, not tomorrow, but today. We have so many problems. We don't receive because we don't ask. When we ask with wrong motives, and we ask with doubt. And a double-minded person cannot expect to receive from the Lord. Sometimes we look at the mountain and we say, this mountain is so huge that I don't know how I can move it. Jesus knows that you've been challenged by that situation. He knows that you've been going through the storm. But he tells you that I know that your faith has been challenged. I know that your faith has gone down. I know that your faith tank is almost empty. But with the 1% remaining in your faith tank, you can still move any mountain. Jesus, he knows that the disease you have in your body has been tormenting you. That disease you have in your body, incurable disease, the doctor has told you that there is no way out. Begin counting your days as we count. Because when we count the days, we go from maybe a given number going all the way down. Those reports you've been given by mankind is not the report of your Lord Almighty. Because God is the God of the living. He's not the God of the dead. And that's why today, as long as God lives in the heavenlies, as long as God is on the throne today, I want you to know that you're not going to come out of this place the same again. Just believe. The problem we have today, we start maybe a war, we start a battle, and in the middle of it, you say, this is becoming hard. I can't fight anymore. And we give up. got somebody who is cooking maybe something, maybe you are boiling water to put, I don't know, something in that water. And when that water is about to boil to 100 degrees, you turn off the heat. You won't be able to cook your fufu when you turn off the heat. That water is going to just come down, just lower the degrees. It's the same with faith. Faith is just one of the miracle, elements. Faith is one of the miracle activators. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, he was in his own hometown. There were so many lepers in his place, but not all of them were healed because of that familiar spirit. We have a problem with the familiar spirit in the house of God. Well, you know, that his name is Pastor Bovic. We saw him when he came to America in 2000. He speaks English with an accent. And when he came, I know he was working at the deli, at Meyer. We saw him sometimes slicing just the bologna. We know him. We saw him just going just in that cooler with just 70-pound boxes. Is he the one now who said that he's casting out demons? If you have a familiar spirit, you'll never receive your breakthrough. That familiar spirit was just in the region of Jesus Christ. And many people, there were so many lepers. There were so many people with issues of blood. There were so many people with leprosy, but not all of them received because of that familiar spirit. The power of God can be in the house, like right now. The power of God can be in the house is boiling because the Holy Spirit is in the house. But if you came and your faith just is gone, you're not going to receive anything. Because faith is the hand we receive with from the Lord. You can pray as many prayers. You can fast. You can just hit your head 7 times on the floor. Have you ever seen Muslims who pray what they have on their face? They have a big scar on their face. A sign that they pray. A Christian who prays is supposed to develop callous knees with scars on the knees. But those knees are not going to bring any result unless you begin believing that the one you are talking to has the ability and the power just to give you what you are asking for. And that's the miracle activator we need. The power of God is available. What you need to do, you don't have to do anything. Just put your faith in activation only. That sister who came all the way from Georgia, Atlanta. She didn't come here in vain to waste her time. But I know she has come here to receive a miracle and drive all the way back to Atlanta celebrating Jesus Christ. Because that's the only name, the name above every name. There's no other name that can save mankind. There's no other name that can deliver you. The name of Jesus Christ has the power to do what it has been given him for. And today I want you to know, revival is not coming here to jump and dance. It's okay. But those are just signs that of that excitement God has brought. Revival means that there is something that needs to be revived. It means that there is something that is dead that needs to be revived. To revive is to give life. To give back life to something that is dead. It's to revitalize, to give back life. Revival means to bring back something that was dead back to life. Somebody passes out. The paramedics are going to come with the ambulance to revive him, to give him back life because he has passed out. The church needs revival, brothers and sisters. The church has passed out and the church needs to be revived. And the word of God has been brought in this house today to revive somebody whose something is dead in him today. The church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be the first mission field we need to work in today. There's no way we can go to tell the world about the power of God if in the church we still have challenges. In the church we still have sicknesses. The early church was not a sick church. There's nobody who was feeble among them. The children of Israel, when they came from Egypt, 430 years in captivity. When they came from Egypt, they walked for 40 years. There was no feeble among them. None of them was sick. They died because they offended and they rebelled against God. But none of them was feeble among them. What's wrong today? There are more prayer requests in the church than in the world. How do we want just to impress the world if the church is full of challenges? Today the Lord has come to visit you and inhabit in you so that you don't need anybody else to come and pray over you. You just need to receive today what the Lord has brought you here for. In Jesus' name. Amen. And when somebody is completely dead, they can't be carried. We say, the paramedics say, we can't revive him. He's dead. But I believe nobody is dead here because you are still standing on both feet. The word of God is there to bring life. Because Jesus, he is the word. He is the life. If you just believe, you will never be the same. You've seen sometimes winter. In winter, what happens? Everything dies. That's the death of nature. When our hearts get frozen, when we harden our hearts before God, when we develop rocky hearts, what happens? Things are going to die. Every seed that will try to be planted just in that rocky soil is not going to grow up because it's going to choke the word of God. And that's what I call pride. When you say, I can do it. God doesn't do anything you are able to do by yourself. And God doesn't do anything that you beat your chest that I can do it. When you can still maybe fix situations. You still have, you had your medical insurance. You can still run to your doctor. You can still run maybe for surgery. You can still go for this and for that. God doesn't do anything. God does what mankind is unable to do. Brother Devin put, we need this message to stay on the video. God cannot do anything that you are able to do. But God does what mankind is unable to do. When you get sick, and God has given man wisdom to take care of your sickness, if you develop an infection, use your human wisdom. God has given you, he has given wisdom and skills and talents to physicians for your healing. Go to your doctor, receive a prescription and begin it. That infection is going to go away. That's man's wisdom. Human wisdom. If you develop, I don't know, maybe a sinus infection and there is a way. You have maybe a cold, a headache. Go and take your Tylenol. If you don't want maybe a Tylenol, is gonna, you don't want it to mess up with your body. Leave it aside. Kneel down and talk to God. He can fix that problem if you don't want to be taking those ibuprofen. I don't know what to call those things. That's man as a natural being. God has given you skills and talents and wisdom and knowledge to be able to take care of some situations in the natural way. You can blame God, maybe. God has given you just organic food. He's given you natural food. But today, what you are eating, when we eat so bad, you're going to develop an infection. You are just puffing up yourself, stuffing yourself with stuff, and you are staying in the home, not exercising, and you expect to be healthy. You're going to be sick, perishing because of lack of knowledge. That's natural wisdom, human wisdom. But when the devil comes against you, there are situations where you are in battles, you can't fight. King Jehoshaphat, when he was attacked by three armies, major armies, he didn't know what to do. And those armies were 40 miles away from him. He didn't know what to do. He panicked for a little while and then he remembered that I can't remain panicking. Fear is going to come when danger comes, but you can't live in fear. Because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you a spirit of power and love and sound mind. You are a powerhouse. You can't just continue fearing. Fear can come for a while, but you need to rise up. Arise, your enemies are about to scatter. Fear came upon Jehoshaphat for just a little while. And the Lord rose him up. And as King Jehoshaphat, immediately he summoned the whole nation. And in a prayer and fasting, the whole nation rose up and they began praying and fasting. And King Hezekiah, he came before God and he said, Lord, a vast army is coming against us. Today we know that there is a vast army that is coming against us. There are myriads of demons that have been unleashed. They are coming against us. They are not after your money, but they are after our souls. Because our souls are priceless. It doesn't matter how much the devil wants to pay. He's ready to pay any price for your soul so that he can spend eternity just with you in the lake of fire. King Hezekiah shouted, he said, God Almighty, a vast army has come against us. And the second word he said that, but we do not know what to do. We are in a situation sometimes where we think we are between the hammer and the anvil. We are in a situation where we are between the hard ground and the rock. We don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. In front of us, we've got the Red Sea. Behind us, the army of Pharaoh is coming. On both sides, there are mountains. Where is our way? Lift up your hands. Lift up your eyes to the mountains and see where your help is going to come from. Your help is going to come from the Lord. When the left and the right, the front and the back are already, you are being challenged and attacked, raise up your eyes and look heavenward. Heaven is going to come from your God, the God Almighty, who can send his angels in the twinkling of an eye. Michael is going to show up and rescue you from your situation. We do not know what to do. Third thing is say that, but Lord, unto you. But Lord, our hope is in you. And the Lord heard the voice of that king. And the Lord told him that the battle is not yours, my young man. The battle is not yours, but the battle is mine. And today the Lord is telling you that the battle is not yours, the battle is his. Praise the Lord. We are living in a day today where the world has heard the word. The world has heard the word over and over and over and over and over and over. People are going to theological seminaries. People are going there to Bible colleges. People, they've got everything. Just they're running to the Christian bookstores. They are running to conferences. They are running just to seminars. They are running, I don't know, to different places, crusades, revivals, prayer meetings. And they are, I don't know, even cell groups here and there. Word, the word, the word, the word. The word of God without the power of God is nothing. The world is tied with theology. The world is tied with religion. Religion, yuck, 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 yuck. It's time to see the power of God displayed in the land of the living. The world is not looking for the word. The world is looking for power. When they see power, they're going to come and look for the God who gives the power to mankind. There is no way revival starts with prayer. It grows up in prayer. And it dies when prayer dies. We've heard about so many revivals since the 16th century in this nation, but today there's no revival going on. There is one going on in Kansas City, and that one is a real one because God is looking for one person. People will come together to seek the face of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, God is talking about the church. We are the revival fire starters. If my people who are called by my name, God is our Father, we are his children, we are called by his name, Christians, born again Christians, Holy Spirit filled Christians, we are the people of God called by his name. If they should humble themselves, this is just repentance. People, they are puffed up. I will ascend from heaven and I will be like the Most High God. The same pride that brought the devil down, the same pride he brought in the heart of Adam and Eve, the same pride he's bringing today to destroy mankind, is the same pride he's putting in people. I can do. I doubt these iPod and iPhones, those things we need to watch out. I can. That's pride. I can do it. God is not looking for somebody who's got the ability to do it. God is looking for somebody who is humble and who is available to be used by him as a vessel. Because your ability is your availability to serve him. God is not looking for such people. God is looking for people who are willing. God is looking for people he wants to bring just to life, or revive them, and send them to go to confront the enemy of the cross. Humility should humble themselves. Humility, kneeling down, saying, Lord, I cannot, but you can. Lord, I cannot, I can't take it anymore. I'm not able to
Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not even worthy to be to untie the laces of your shoes. I'm not even I'm not even just worthy to be at the feet of Jesus. I belong under the feet of Jesus. I'm the least of the least. Such people are the people God is looking for. Broken vessels. God is looking for broken vessels. Those pieces, God is looking for those pieces that have been broken by this world. Bring them back together and pour fresh anointing upon them and launch them on the front line to go to confront the devil. We are ready to confront him until we breathe our last gasp. It doesn't matter if we live, we're going to preach him. If we die, we're going to join Jesus Christ. Whichever comes first is welcome in Jesus' name. This is the time we want to see the supernatural. God is done with this kind of, we want now just a show, we want now a show and a show and tell. Tell and show. We need a tell and show. We don't want the people bringing just long sermons and just sleeping pills and people are dozing. We want people who are going to bring the word and you see the power of God in activation. We want to see that the world is looking for the power to see the supernatural. Religion. And where you find dead bodies, that's where you're going to find all those vultures. Churches are full of demons today. I've been in different churches where I'm preaching and immediately I'm looking at people, there are already manifestations. And you know that demons in this country, America has got the biggest numbers of demons on the face of the earth. I repeat, America has got the biggest numbers of demons on the face of the earth. I shared it in a pastor's meeting in Carmel last time. How do I know it? It's because we are inclusive. Everybody, come on, welcome. You belong to Karma, come on. Pray in the name of Karma. You belong to Allah, come and pray in the name of Allah. You belong to Jesus, come and pray in the name of Jesus. We want to be politically correct. You are just a Mormon, you want to pray in the name of Joseph Smith. You are just a Branhamist, you want to pray in the name of Branham. Jesus was a prophet like Branham. Who told you that? Branham's tomb is occupied. He's in there. Bones, his bones are there. But Jesus' tomb is unoccupied. It's empty. We have a problem today in this nation because America is the melting pot of civilization. Every single nation on the face of the earth is represented here. The Indians have come with the Buddhas. This country is full of Buddhas. The Hindus have come with their own, just I don't know, mantras. I don't know, the Muslims have come with their own. I don't know the Shays and the Marabu. All the people just. The Catholics, they've come with their own rosaries. The Protestants, they've come with their own religion. We don't need long robes here. We don't need just a praying in tongues here. We don't want to talk about demons in our church. Religion is killing people, my brothers and sisters. We need to be in relationship with Jesus Christ. Religion just kills. It's just a number one killer in man's life. All those demons that have come from every nation. All those masks coming from Africa. They were used in demonic ceremonies, in demonic rituals. And when tourists, missionaries, they go there, they think that Africa is fun. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, they're going to bury you there. Revival is going on in that country. But at the same time, the devil is on the move. They are moving side by side. But soon, we're going to see a reversal situation. The supernatural miracles we see today, they are happening in Asia, in South America, and in Africa. Because God is reversing the situations. This gospel that has been just that came from Europe, it came to America. You receive the gospel from Europe. America experienced the revival just from the 16th century. That revival went on and it died. And then missionaries left from America. Missionaries left Europe and they went to Africa. Africa was ancestors worshippers. They received the word of God. They were saved and they were born again. And today we are here bringing the gospel back to America. Bringing the gospel back to Europe with the demonstration of God's power. Because the gospel they brought, they don't need it anymore. They don't need God anymore. We don't need Jesus anymore. We thank God he has got remnants in every nation. We thank God there were more than 50 people in America who are in good standing with God. We thank God because we've got not less than 1 million people in this nation praying. for revival. And revival that is going to come back to America is going to be the last revival before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be a universal revival that is going to happen on the face of the earth. And that revival is going to result, it's going to come out of a historical, economical, and the ecological crash. It's going to bring people on their knees and they say, we cannot take it anymore. What happened in Haiti, it happened here. What would you figure out if it happened in a country like in a state like Indiana or in the city like Indianapolis with our cardboard houses? I'm telling you, it's time to return to the Lord. If my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and pray. We need to pray. Jesus said, told us to pray so that we may not fall into temptations. There are so many situations that are around the corner. But if we can pray, we can prevent them from happening. And humble themselves and pray and seek my face. It's time to begin seeking the face of the Lord. It's time to begin seeking that the Lord rather than just coming to church only to be blessed, to receive. And when you don't receive, you say, this church, that we don't get blessed in this church. Are you in good standing with God? Have you been tithing? Have you been faithful in everything? In your timing? Have you been giving your energy and your tithing and your timing to the Lord and the church has not blessed you? And then you move from church to church, drinking from faith to faith, and you end in learning in doctrines of demons. At the end of it, you begin hearing voices. I've been hearing voices. Yes, you're going to hear those voices because you've been moving from faith to faith, which is one of the end time signs. Stay in the house. We are not many so far in this house. But those people who are in this house, they are very well prepared for the rapture. And if we miss it, it means we didn't pay attention. I've seen people coming to be prayed over, and the first thing they think they think they can buy a miracle. Last time there was a man who came from Chicago to be prayed for. After having been prayed for, the number one thing you want to reach in his wallet and just barely write a check. Who told you that you've just been prayed for, you have to write a check? I wouldn't tell him that perish with your money. You can't buy healing. We just apologize. There was a man who came from Fort Wayne last time. He was about to become a priest, but he was possessed by demons. We were still in the trailer. He came last time, and as he finished being prayed over, he wanted to reach in his prayer. I believe it's a culture here. You can't buy that healing free of charge. It was given to us free of charge. We've got to give it to you. Seek the face of the Lord. Because when you see the face of the Lord, many people, they are in the church to seek just the hand of God. When you see the face of God, when God shows up, you can't be the same again. When you see his face, you're going to receive everything you need. You're going to receive healing. When Jesus shows up, you can't be the same. Salvation is a whole package. You receive your healing. You receive just the restoration of your finances, your relationship. Everything is going to be restored when Jesus comes in your life. We confess him with our lips, but our hearts are far away from him. There's too much religion just in the world today. And turn from the wicked ways. Isaiah 59 verse 1 says that your sins the ear of the Lord is not dull to hear. Is it dull to hear? The hand of the Lord is not so short to touch. But your sins, that's what it says, have separated you from him. So that he will not hear, no matter how many days you spend in praying and fasting. What impresses God is your purity. Purity in your heart. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And then you will be able to call. And the Lord will hear from heaven. He will forgive your sins and he will heal your land. Do we need the healing of the land today? Our community the communities need healing. Our city here needs healing. The state, the nation, the world needs healing. The world has been defiled. We need healing. Our public schools need healing. Our government system needs healing. Our churches need healing. People are in the church, but they are still holding elders' meetings to try to figure out if they're going to just maybe approve homosexuality in the church of God. And you pretend to know God, who has bewitched the servants of the Most High God. What's going on today? The enemy is charging at us. You want to bring them to church? They stay, if they come the way you are, but you can't be there, we can't remain the same. When you come, you are dead. You have to be revived by the word of God. You come, you are a gay, you have to come and change, be laid your hands upon, you get delivered, and you marry a sister in the church. You come, you are a lesbian. There was one that you know last time she came here. Do I have eyewitnesses here? She shook, she was delivered from those devils, and today she's just living with her husband in California. And she confessed to herself that those demons of lesbianism left her just in this small place. And today, I don't remember if just I believe today she's carrying another baby. That's what it's all about. Multiply! Fill the earth! It's time for the church to fight back. I wish I could have more time, but I'm gonna just finish, take my 5 minutes to conclude this message. Jesus Christ, he was promoted by supernatural miracles. In Luke chapter 9, verse 7 through 9, now Herod that heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead because of Jesus' miracles. Others that Elijah had appeared. And still others that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life. But Herod said, I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about? And he tried to see him. It's time for the world to inquire, who is that man who is performing those miracles? And when they come, we're going to tell them that there is no man who performs miracles. Jesus is the miracle performing God. Jesus is the miracle maker. This miracle you see today is not coming from man. It's just the presence of God. So you can know that the God we serve is a God of the living. And is the living God. He's the one who performs these miracles, but not mankind. So we can know that Christianity is not a religion, but Christianity is a kingdom. Paul and Barnabas, when they were preaching the word of God in Lystra, there was a man. In Lystra, they set a man crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, so that he had faith. Listen, so that he had what? He had faith to be healed and called out. That faith is the miracle activator. Paul saw that he had faith and then he called out. Stand up on your feet. At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down. The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas, they called him Zeus. Have you ever heard the word Zeus? How do you pronounce him? They called him, but they called Barnabas. You know Barnabas? He was one of those who were called the sons of what? Of thunder. Thunder! Time to thunder in the devil's camp. They said, Barnabas, they called him Zeus. Do you know Zeus was a Greek god who was the sender of fire? Jesus Christ is the oil of the powerhouse. All those flashings of fire that are coming to bring miracles on the face of the earth, they come from the powerhouse. And God is the owner of the powerhouse. They called him Zeus. The gods have come down. And Paul, they called him Hermes. Hermes because he was the chief speaker. It's time for the world to see. It's time to promote Jesus Christ. It's time to make the devil a public spectacle. It's time to make him a public display. It's time for the world to know that our God is not an idol. That our God is a living God. We've seen miracle after miracles. We've seen the dead raised. We've seen the blind see. We've seen the mute hear. We've seen the, you know, the demon possessed delivered. We've seen the sick healed. What haven't we seen? Acts chapter 10 verse 30. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And he went all around doing good and freeing those who were oppressed by the power of the devil. Because God was with him. God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus, before he was taken to heaven, he gave you that anointing to go to destroy the works of the devil. What are you doing with the anointing? He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. Healing what? All those who were under the power of the devil. This is a sign that there are so many diseases we have today that are caused by demons. Did you know that? Matthew 4:23. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all sins and heals all your diseases. All your diseases. It's the benefit of salvation. Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Claim your healing. Don't pray for your healing, but claim it. Claim it by faith. Many people are here today for the healing and deliverance. But I want you to know, there are diseases we may carry in the body because of our human sinful nature. Our forefather Adam and Eve, they sinned, and because that sickness came among mankind. We don't want to associate every sickness with demons. You can have an infection that comes from maybe food. Foodborne or airborne diseases. But there are demons, demonic diseases. Diseases caused by demons. There are just diseases we have in our lives today because we open the doorway for demons. We open the doorway to Satan through sin. We open the door just to the devil through sin. There are people today who have got lung cancer because just they open the door for the cigarette, the demon of cigarette. There are people who are messed up today who are maybe, I don't know, on Prozac because they messed up themselves with drugs. They open the doorway. Many diseases Jesus healed were demon related. In Matthew chapter 9, he healed just a mute person, a person who was just had a demon of deafness. In Mark chapter 9 verse 14, Jesus delivers a young man from a demon of epilepsy. That was a demon that put him in convulsions, and Jesus cast it out. In Luke chapter 13, a woman was bent over and crippled for 18 years by Satan. Crippled for 18 years by Satan. That's what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse, Paul had a thorn in the flesh because the devil sent him a messenger of Satan. How about Job? Job chapter 2. Skin for skin, Satan replied. A man will give all he has for his own life. But stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well, then he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sorrows from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. This was just from the devil. Diseases and sicknesses. Luke 8 says, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. She was just crippled by those 7 demons. Matthew 12:22. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. A demon-possessed man. The devil is not supposed to intimidate you. I've always just compared him just to a mouse speaking just through a loudspeaker. Don't allow the enemy to intimidate you and don't blow energy in a dead snake. 2,000 years ago, he was defeated. The devil is not in the healing business. He is in this disease business. Only Jesus can heal our infirmities today. And today, I want you to know that he's in the house. And today when we perform these healings, Jesus, he healed the man with the legion of demons and they required him to leave the region. Step into a mental hospital today and cast all those demons of those ADD and whatever mental disease, cast them out today. If you're not going to end, you're going to land in Marion County Jail. Because you're going to bring hundreds of thousands of people, you're going to just take hundreds of thousands of people, jobs. There are people who have been hired just for that, and they can't allow anybody to heal those people. Have you seen these doctors who are just have got shows on the on television today? They say, what just the FDA don't want to hear about? How are you going to allow people to be healed? There is healing for every disease, even just natural healings. And today is time. The church is about to take health insurance. All these diseases doctors have not been able to heal. All these diseases that they've been trying to put a band-aid on a boo-boo to keep you coming. Is there anybody in the house here today who has gone to a doctor and just you go once, they give you a prescription and you're done and you'll never go there again? You're going to go to the doctor for life. For life. There's no single doctor, even just a dentist or even an ophthalmologist. At least he's going to have you 20 times there to screw you from all your money. The church is about anybody who's going to come in the church in this end time revival. What is going to happen? The church is about to take over the health insurance. All those incurable diseases, all the cancers, all the AIDS, all those diseases, it's time for the church to show the world that the God we serve is a miracle-making God. The God we serve is a promise-keeping God. He's still in the healing business, and the church is about to show the world that power and authority belong to us. It's time for Jesus to come down and show the world that we have power and authority to drive out devils, power and authority to heal diseases, power and authority to break curses. Power and authority to destroy yokes. Power and authority to raise the dead. It's time for the man of God to begin moving by faith. You go in a grocery store without hesitating by faith. You see a woman just in that motorized, I don't know, bicycle. Tell her, in the name of Jesus, rise up. Rise up and leave this. Take your bicycle. I don't know if it's a bicycle. Take it to your car. Time to begin moving by faith. It's time to go there and say, sister, is there anything wrong with you? Today, the Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, tells you today, rise up! Rise up! Rise up! It doesn't matter how long you've been crippled. It doesn't matter whether you've become dry bones. When Jesus tells you, rise up, just rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. God has not called you to just to be in a wheelchair. You are born a human being. You are born normal. God was not stupid by allowing you to be born with both feet. If you are in a wheelchair, I'm going to New Zealand very soon. God has shown me that something is going to happen there. There's a prophetess of God who sent me an email from a city in Australia. God has shown me that something is going to happen there that they've never seen. And the whole nation is going to know that there is a living God who has come to visit them through his servant. And I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen because it's not me. It's Jesus in me who is doing the work. When he does it, we just decrease and we allow him to continue increasing. Let us stand up on our feet. No sickness is allowed to get out of here today. It doesn't matter how many times you've been prayed over, but consider this day today as a special day. Come with your hand. Come with your hand here. You're supposed to be holding that guitar with both hands. What has happened to you?
Is that the cast? How long did they tell you you're going to have that cast around your hand? 4 weeks. How about if you feel that you don't need it anymore? Have you been feeling pain in that hand? What is this? So you can't just walk without this? You can? You want to keep this for 4 weeks. So next time when you go there again, this is going to... It's just in here. This little stone, this little rock. It's in here, that's where sickness is. Go home, your faith has healed you.
Father, we bless you. We honor you for your manservant, oh God. Thank you, Father, for anointing him. Thank you, Father, that he has used himself to pour out himself and pour out your word unto us, oh God. And we're going to go out, Father, meditating upon the word that indeed you came to set us free. And we thank you for the freedom in the house, oh God. Father, even as we leave tonight, we thank you because we know, Father, that you're going to be with us, that your protection is going to be upon us. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us for protection, that tomorrow we're going to come back in here and celebrate the victory that you have given us. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, oh God, as your word says that you are God who keeps his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those that love you and are called according to your purposes. Father, we thank you because we are called according to your purposes. And thank you for just showing off yourself, showing your glory in our midst, oh God. Father, we decrease so that you can increase, oh God. All the glory belongs to you, and all the glory go back to you, oh God. Strengthen, Father, the men of God, that tomorrow they can come back energized and strengthened and ready again to deliver the word. Father, we bless you. We magnify you, we honor you, and we pray, Father, that you be with each and every one of us. Let the revival continue even in our homes, oh God. It should not end here, Father, but it should continue in our homes. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you that came out tonight. And I think we are all witnesses of the power of God tonight. Tomorrow is another day that the Lord is going to give us. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tomorrow we have service here at 11 o'clock in the morning. And in the evening, the service starts at 5. You saw what God did yesterday, and you have seen what God has done today. And tomorrow is going to be the climax. Now situation is going to go out of that door. Everybody who is going to come with a need, that need is going to end here. Amen. So invite friends. Tell somebody. Let them know that Jesus is in the business of healing and delivering people. We have seen it with our own eyes, we have felt it, we have received it, and it's time for us to go out and share the same with other people. Remember to pray for the men and women of God so that tomorrow there's going to be a lot of manifestation. Amen.
Amen.
May God be with you as you leave this place and go out rejoicing and announce that Jesus is Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Tomorrow, please, 11 in this place, and at 5, same place. Don't miss. We want just the children to come quickly. Children, come. We want just to bless you. We don't baptize children. We bless them. Come, children, quickly. We're going to just take a minute. At 1 minute, you're already in good shape in the Lord, but we want to bless you. Come quickly, come quickly. Come quickly, children. And anybody else, maybe any preteen or anybody who, in the name of Jesus, let the man of God bless you. Let the man of God bless you.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, brother.